And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to your LGBT radio. This is the one and only Shout Out. I'm Andy Thomas.
And I'm Natalie. And today on the show, we're getting all youthful. And we're also back in Brighton.
Yes, Freedom Youth will be in the studio. And Cheryl managed to catch up with my counterpart on Out in Brighton, Kathy Caton. All coming today, right here on Shout Out. Hello one and all.
Hello Andy.
Hello, hello Lucy.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well.
I can't remember last time we had you doing Out Shout for us.
Yeah, sorry, I've been out
and about. Out of the way. So, sorry. Hello Natalie, how are you?
I'm okay, I've been okay. Very busy in here.
Yes. If you listen at home, we're in the middle of a studio refurb here at BCFM, which is our home where we broadcast live, but it also goes out on the station, so you could technically say where we record it too. So, but the wall's gone.
It's very airy.
Isn't it? It's really airy.
It's nice.
Yeah. Apart from the fact I can see the back of the server cabinet.
Oh, yeah. No, don't worry. It will all improve.
It will, yeah. It's going to be really good because we're going to be able to fit more guests in and we're going to have new equipment put in and it'll be brilliant. So,
are they going to move the big pillar in the middle of the room?
No.
Or are they
the pillar's going to be boxed in and then inside boxing in is where they're going to run all the extra cables that are needed.
Yes, for things like outside broadcasts and the like that we do. So, because we're a bit bigger than we were when BCFM first started, of course. So, because I mean, they didn't do outside broadcasts back in the day. So, of course, we ourselves do Pride of the Year. Yeah. And we have to rig antennas up on top of the building and
yeah,
stuff.
This is true. Yeah, no, I watched that. Yeah. I was quite impressed by the level of technical acumen and not too many heavy spanners being used to just fix things.
No, but of course here as well, they has to have a receiving one, so that goes up on the top as well. So,
right.
And of course, they do the Bloom Fiesta, and they've done the
we do
the Harbour Festival all sorts.
This Sunday, they're at the Make Bristol Special.
Make Sunday Special,
yeah.
BCFM.
Yeah,
everywhere you need to be in Bristol.
But of course, Shout Out, we broadcast on lots. So, of course, we broadcast from our home here on BCFM 93.2.
Yeah,
Glastonbury, do you remember the frequency?
Is it 98?
No, BCFM 93.2, Glastonbury FM 107.1. No, it's BSR as well as
107.1.
They're 103.2, aren't they?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm listening to a pair of radio nerds having a bit of a nerd out here.
And Bass Radio and Pirate Nation Radio, we also broadcast on.
We're everywhere.
And BSR, Bradley State Radio. So, yeah, we're everywhere. And iTunes, but I don't think that counts as a station, does it?
It can do.
No.
We're there.
So I believe they're doing some weird streaming thing now on iTunes, aren't they?
Yes.
Like Spotify.
They incurred the wrath of Taylor Swift, though, didn't they?
Oh, yes.
She took them down with two tweets or something like that.
Oh, yeah. There was issues with exclusive plays and all that.
Yeah. The artist didn't get paid for the first however many something like that.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
Yeah.
Well, we don't get paid at all anyway. So.
Just do it for the love.
No, we do it because we love our audience. Yeah,
it's good fun. So
yeah.
Now we're not doing that just yet, but I know you're doing it on movie stuff, aren't you? Have you seen any good? Not the ones you're going to mention, but have you seen any good movies recently? Either you two?
I do. Okay.
What would be your favourite at the moment if you had to pick one?
I absolutely love going to the cinema. Well, okay, so I saw Trainwreck on Monday, which is by it's a Judd Apatow comedy. You know, he did like sort of the 40-year-old Virgin and Knocked Up and those kind of things.
All right.
He was the director of those. I don't know if either of you have seen those films.
No.
Just huge.
My favourite is Edge of Tomorrow.
Multi-million grossing. I love Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow. Live, Die, Repeat.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Cruise.
Watch Tom Cruise get punched repeatedly in the face.
Is that why you like it?
Well, I don't. This is an LGBT radio show, and I'd probably be remiss if I didn't mention Emily Blunt being a little bit awesome in that film.
Yeah.
She is the true hero, though, isn't she?
Very good, yes. Very good film as
it's
well.
Very good. Natalie?
What's your favourite at the moment?
I do
Minions?
Still... I still do like Erin Brockovich.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's quite an old one by Wednesday standards.
It's classic.
And I'm going to apologise. I still keep watching Black Hawk Down, even though I know exactly what's going to happen.
I haven't seen that, actually.
Okay, I'll lend you the DVD if you've
Well,
got
a big
player.
Part of the storyline is in the title. So.
Well, yeah.
And then I did watch a...
Just in case.
I did watch a weird one on the weekend about sort of a couple of London spivs that found some uranium. And it's sort of based in the 60s, and they were sort of going around trying to sell this uranium to all sorts of dodgy characters.
Has anyone seen Jurassic World yet?
No.
That's supposed to be really good. Although that's had mixed reviews, hasn't it?
I
have to confess, I have seen the Minion movie.
What? Of course.
I just love the Minions. I think they're great.
They are good.
I posted up on my Facebook a photo earlier of a Kinder Egg broken in half with the little thing. Inside every Kinder Egg, there's a dead Minion.
The problem with radio is that we can't really do your Minion hoodie any justice, really, can we?
The brightest jumper I've owned.
Got this bright yellow hoodie with a Minion face on it. It's fantastic.
I will say, when it comes to films, I am so waiting for the new Star Wars one.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That'll be good.
Yeah, but it's not out for a couple of years yet.
Force Awakens.
They've started showing the adverts. Yeah. And there's a new Batman one as well that looks really dark.
Oh,
it's all about the psycho group. I forget what they're called. People are going to be screaming at their radios. I've seen the trailer for it once. That's why I don't remember it.
Oh, dear. So for somebody, I really like films, but I have very bad knowledge of big films. I don't really follow big comic book films. Not my thing.
Well, anyway, talking of films...
Let's talk about them some more.
So, Outshouts, our pick of the best events of the next coming week or so.
Yes, let's go to the movies.
Yes.
Can anyone sing that? No? Okay.
No, Steph's the one that does the singing for us.
Yeah, we haven't got Ivan in to do some show tunes.
I've got so many little clips of jingles of Steph singing in the studio. It's great.
Yeah. Right, yeah. So, all starting this weekend, starting Saturday and then going through the week, get down to the Tube... Get down to the Cube Cinema. Get down to the Cube. Poutfest 2015 will be visiting that location.
Poutfest?
Yeah, it's basically, it's a sort of touring LGBT mini film festival.
Oh, right.
So,
okay.
It's run by...
like Queer Vision.
Yeah, but on a slightly smaller scale. So Queer Vision had about a dozen sort of films. Poutfest has got about four or five independent productions, and they're touring smaller venues throughout the UK.
I've never been to the Cube Cinema. Is it nice?
I have a bit of a soft spot for the Cube. Yeah. Yes, I do like it. Out of Bristol's eclectic mix of cinemas, it's up there, one of my faves.
It's not the largest place, though.
No, it's... way back in the day, I think it only really hosted about 30 seats. Now they've got maybe closer to about 80. But full of charm. Very, very, very nice. I like the bar. I like the films that they show. It's got a nice little outdoor garden.
Speaking of films they show, what's in Poutfest? I believe there's one that we know.
Yes.
We know very well.
Yeah, one we know very well. So, 52 Tuesdays. I believe you had the director in last week.
On the phone, yes.
On the phone, lovely lady.
It's really good to hear the behind the scenes bit as well, wasn't it?
It's fascinating. Cool. Fascinating, the production story of that film. Really interesting. So, this was obviously showing as part of Queer Vision at the Watershed. So, if you missed it, then it's coming back to the Cube, 52 Tuesdays on the 23rd and 24th of August is when they're showing it.
It's supposed to be well worth watching that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been out a couple of years. It came out in 2013, but it has been doing the tours. It's been around all the circuits and it's won a whole host of awards. It won a very prestigious award at Sundance and also the Berlin Film Festival as well.
Yes.
So really, really well regarded film. So yeah, I don't really want to repeat a lot of what was talked about last week.
Go listen to the podcast.
I think the buzzers have been around the show in town. I think people will have heard about it. So if you were annoyed you missed it at the Watershed, get down to the Cube, 23rd and 24th of August. It's showing in the Cube Cinema. Yeah.
Cool.
And get there early because there's 80 seats.
Yeah, get there early. I love the little ticket machine. The little they've got a proper old fashioned cinema ticket machine.
Oh, one of them ones that just flips out.
When it comes out the desk. It's really good. It's just so ace. I love the Cube. Hello.
So what other films are in the festival then?
Right, okay, there's two others. So on the 22nd, so that's this Saturday, we're getting Dressed as a Girl. It's a documentary, basically, and it was also filmed over 5 years, 5 years in the making,
wow.
And it's following the East London alternate drag scene.
Oh, okay. Right.
Okay, so to be fair, I was doing a little bit of research, and so, you know, the performers that they're following, I had a quick look on YouTube, and they are awesome. They are really, really, really good. Yeah, totally recommend it. So it's sort of going in the same sort of style as other really, really classic documentaries that explored like an LGBT subculture, such as, I mean, the big one is like Paris is Burning, which talks about the ballroom culture in the 1970s and 80s in Harlem. And this is, I think, trying to do the same thing for the East London alt drag scene. Yeah, so... Mm-hmm. Again, first time director. All these films are being done by first time directors, actually. So and it's all up and down. So some of the performers, guys, go on the internet and check these guys out because they are really, really great. There's Johnny Wu, Scotty, Hole Star, H-O-L-E Star, Pierre, Amber, and John Sizzle. And
Sizzle.
Yes, they're
the nice name. Sorry. I didn't pick up on the whole one. Did you notice?
you completely left that alone. I was about to say, I lobbed it right up there, and nothing happened.
I've got a really good friend with the surname Hull, so
right.
We don't.
Okay, so those are the performers that are being followed over 5 years. So quite a lots of ups, lots of downs, lots of real world problems.
So is it tickets in advance? What do we do?
You can get them on the day. Yeah. I mean, you can certainly get through the order them through their website. It's quite easy to do.
Yeah. We know the website.
Cube.
Just Google it.
Yeah, Cube Cinema Bristol.
I bet you any money it's on our website somewhere.
Yeah. If you also go to Poutfest 2015, if you put that into search engine bring it up.
I have a funny thing, I looked at that, Cool, fab. You're going, are you?
I will be going to one, actually, that's showing a little bit later on the 27th of August called Girl at My Door, which is a Korean film. It's sort of a
interesting choice.
Kind of love story, murder mystery, sort of exploration of alcoholism and abuse in a small rural community.
Oh, okay, right. Sort of like, you know, got a very shallow story then.
Yeah, I like my cinema happy and smiley and sparkly.
Don't go see the Minions. Then.
So that's also showing. That's also showing Cube, also part of the festival on the 27th of August.
Oh, so it's a whole kind of week thing.
Yeah, yeah. So three films, 22nd. 23rd and 24th and the 27th.
Brilliant.
So, yeah.
Cool.
Hop onto the Cube's website or hop onto the Poutfest 2015.
Cool. Brilliant. Thank you, Lucy.
No worries.
Hi, this is Bethany Black and you're listening to Shout Out Radio.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Cheerleader by Omi. I've played that one before, but it's someone, isn't it? So
yeah, and I've heard the other version of it, which I prefer. It's sort of more relaxed and mellow one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I just heard it. It was in the charts. We had young people coming in, so I thought I'd turn it in. Yeah, so. You like that one, you lot? Is it one of your favourites?
Catchy.
Yeah. Catchy.
Yeah, that's right, groove too.
So now we haven't had our studio refurb to have as many people in as we've got yet. We one day we'll actually be able to fit them all in with microphones of their own, but we've long had an association with one of the youth groups in the area called Freedom Youth, and I'm very pleased to say that although I don't recognise any of them from the last time I was there, they're all in here en masse to join us. So a welcome shout out, one and all.
Hello.
Can we go around and tell us what your names are first off?
Hello, I'm Katie. I've been going to Freedom for a little while.
Just a little while.
Just a little while.
So, who else we got?
I'm Nay. I've been going to Freedom for a few months now. A couple of months, maybe.
Cool. And then I think we got... what do we call you? Organisers?
Is that you can call us organisers, youth workers, yeah.
Youth workers. So what are your names, you three?
I'm Ellie.
Henry.
And I'm Hannah.
Hello and welcome. Hello. So, now, who wants to kick me off? Because obviously we know you lot for years. I remember making jingles with you and all sorts, way before some of your time, I think. Freedom Youth's been going for a long, long, long time. Give us an idea how long it's been going and what it's all about, one of you.
I believe it's been going on for, like, since the 80s or 90s, I think.
I think, yeah, 20 years, because we're having our birthday party on Sunday, aren't we? Yeah.
Ah, excuse to party, that's what we like. 20 years, is it really 20 years? Gosh, wow. And obviously, you two actually go, so tell us what kind of stuff goes on when you're there.
We usually have a main room, which has a group in doing an activity of some description. So we had an a cappella workshop on Tuesday, which was really fun.
Oh, right.
And then we'll have the chill-out area, which has bean bags and games. And the cooking area, which occasionally has baking in and snacks. And then upstairs is also the one-to-one chats with people from Off the Record charity.
So, oh, right. Yeah. I haven't heard of Off the Record. What's Off the Record about?
It's a youth charity with counselling, and we usually get one person in to come and do a counselling session for half an hour.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
Cool. So what makes Freedom Youth better than all the rest, then?
Probably, well, everything, because it's Freedum Youth. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, we know that, but I'm trying to those that are listening at home, why should they come to Freedum Youth as opposed to any of the others?
Because can't go to a pub yet.
Yeah. Because Freedum Youth, it's a community. It's not just a youth group, a group of youth. It's a community. We're family. We all look out for each other. We all care about each other. Everyone gets on, and I mean, like, often in big groups of people you get, you know, sort of cliques and people who don't like each other. But in our group, you know, although we kind of have our own social groups within that group, we all intermix with each other, and we all like communicate with each other, and we all care about each other, and we all notice when somebody's not there, and it's just, it's this real sense of family.
So you all end up becoming friends when you're outside of Freedom Youth as well, then?
Definitely.
Yeah.
We have Facebook groups that are set up just for people in Freedom, so we can meet up out of Freedom and just hang out.
See, this is modern. They didn't have Facebook back when I used to go to a youth club. So what kind of activities you get up to then? I mean, you just
a cappella?
Yeah.
We had an a cappella workshop on Tuesday, so someone came in and taught us how to sing in parts.
And we're now going to be starring in the next X Factor. Yeah, Britain's Got Talent, definitely, of course.
But also just workshops explaining gender identity and things like that, and really chill things like making a cake as a group. You wouldn't think that would just be making quite a cake.
So you do actually do some of the stuff about, you know, learning about the LGBT side of things.
Definitely.
As well. So.
Yeah, and we had actually it was way I got involved in Freedom, actually, because we have we had a peer education session,
right,
where we had the other group that I'm involved in come in and talk about youth homelessness. So Freedom's really great because it's got that mix of information, practical information about things that affect the LGBT community, things that affect young people. So we've got all of that information, but then we've got like fun groups like the a cappella and the cake baking, and we made pizzas at one point, and on like they weren't on like proper pizza bases, but we'll let that slide. and like
someone's
all sorts
of
other
stuff. Someone's definitely a picky pizza eater, aren't they?
On the LGBT side, obviously sort of you're sort of a couple of generations, you know, behind of us. And
just a couple.
Yeah, and do you feel it sort of as big an issue as it's always been, or do you feel the issues are do you feel it's getting better for people?
I feel like it's getting a lot better. From what I heard, I was not alive at the time, it was quite hard, but I feel like now with things like Freedom, it's kind of becoming the norm. It's like, if you come out to someone, they're not going to be horrible to you, they're probably accept it, and especially with things like Freedom, it's given you the confidence to get out there and say about it.
It is a really nice thing to hear. I mean, I'm 37 years old now. When I was at school, I didn't dare come out, and a friend of mine did, and he got bullied horrendously. You just didn't come out back in those days. So, you know, it's great that things have moved on. But the biggest question we get asked, which I think I know the answer to, but for those listening at home, do you have to be LGBT or T to come along to Freedom Youth?
I don't think so. I think if you're an ally, and if you're willing to support everyone there, and you're not going to say anything nasty, come along, because you can be educated about your friends and at the same time have fun.
And also, it's about, like, I think it's good to have allies and non-LGBT members as well, because otherwise...
Well, you also may not be sure, of course, you know.
Yeah, and also I think it's really good, because otherwise it becomes very sort of separatist, and you've got the LGBT people, the non-LGBT people, and it creates a divide. Whereas if the groups intermix, it is about making the LGBT community a normal thing, not some weird sort of kooky thing that happens over there in the corner. But by inviting people who aren't part of the LGBT community, it makes us more inclusive, and it helps to educate people outside of the LGBT community. And yeah, so I think it's really good for that as well.
Yeah, hopefully any that go along will learn that you're just normal.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that your baking's just as bad as other people's. In some cases.
And we sing just out of tune as you know, non-LGBT people as well. So
when you're not at Freedom Youth, do you, I mean, I presume you both have straight friends. Are you out? Do they know? Are they fine with it?
A few of my friends know. The ones that do have been absolutely fine. I'm still a bit scared to come out to people I don't know so much, but I feel like Freedom has given me so much confidence. I probably wouldn't have come out for another like 3 or 4 years if I hadn't found Freedom. I was so scared.
Are we? Because of course it's radio; they can only hear you. Can I ask you how old you are?
I'm only 15.
And how old are you? How old are you?
I'm 25. I'm really old.
Really old. Gosh, you actually get to my age.
I was 10 when you were born. Yeah. I was 10 years old when you were born. Now
we may want to do a little bit of a switch around there, because the other thing I want to, I know you've got some big projects coming up, haven't you, with Freedom Youth. Who's going to have a chat with me about those? What have you got planned?
They're pointing the finger at a victim. They're choosing a victim here.
Pull the microphone towards yourself. Do get yourself comfortable. What have you got planned coming up?
Hi, so I'm Henry. I'm the new trans education worker at Off the Record. So the trans education project's really exciting. It's in collaboration with Each Action.
Oh, right, yes.
Education Action Challenging Homophobia. The project is called Gender Jellies. So
I like the name.
Yeah.
Do you know, in the LGBT community, we are great at coming up with these weird names, aren't we? It's
gender
brilliant.
Jellies.
Gender jellies. That's hilarious.
The kind of idea behind it is jelly's not fixed or set. You can make it into whatever shape that you want to. And that's how we should be looking at gender. We shouldn't be looking at it in these kind of fixed set modes. The project itself is about delivering gender identity training in schools to both teachers and young people around gender identity, around transphobia, and really just kind of upscaling education around sexuality and gender identity generally in education.
Yeah, I mean, do you think, I mean, obviously Shout Out is an LGBT show, and we're very lucky we have a representation across the whole set, which is one of our main objectives. Do you think, though, that trans awareness and the issues and the like are a lot more mainstream than they perhaps were, you know, like 10 years ago?
I think earlier this year, Paris Lee said that, you know, trans issues are at a tipping point. And I definitely say that's the case. But equally, I definitely say we need to do more. We need to talk more about trans people. We need to talk more about gender generally, because everyone's got a gender, even if you don't identify as having one.
Yeah.
And I think it's just really crucial to get that conversation flowing.
Yeah, it's the bit where it's sort of not that end or that end, but you could be anywhere in the middle.
Completely. Yeah, that beautiful rainbow in between. So that's kind of the Gender Jellies project. So working with young people, creating creative resources to do that kind of education in schools. So if young people do want to get involved, I think we're going to give the telephone numbers in a little while. But yeah, so that's Gender Jellies basically.
Okay. Are you linking up with Stonewall on that as well? Because they've obviously introduced the trans part into the diversity index this year.
Yeah, so basically it's the project itself is a bit of a pilot to begin with, so we're opening up to anyone who wants to get involved, whether that be organisation or individual, but kind of lots of different partners have been identified through a thing called the Anti-Bullying Alliance, which I think Stonewall are part of, so yeah, definitely.
Okay. Cool. I'm guessing you're also quite pleased when Stonewall actually voted in the support for the T side of it, because they haven't had it for years. I don't know why.
I'm not allowed to tell you.
Oh, aren't you? All right, because you, I don't know if you know, Natalie was one of the people they consulted with when they were on about running it in. So and I think Steph did as well, didn't she? I'm not sure.
I don't think she did.
Yeah, so what other projects have we got coming up?
So we've got an oral history project that we've got funding from the Heritage Lottery Fund. And it was a young person who comes to Freedom who was like, we're going to be 20, and so let's track the history of Freedom over that time, all the young people who've come, all the staff, all the volunteers, and let's just talk about how it was and what impact it's had on their lives and compare it to how it is now.
That's funny. My best mate was in Freedom Youth when he was a youngster, so.
Perfect.
And that's going back to like 80s-ish, I think, something like that, 80s, 90s.
Amazing. So it'd be great to get in contact with
them. Is that something that you're doing in with OutStories?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah. So it's a partnership. They put in the funding, but it's a partnership between Off the Record and OutStories, yeah.
Now, that's going to be really interesting to see, because from that, you're going to have a definite almost thing saying how it's changed.
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
It'd be very interesting to hear some of the stories of those that were going 20 years ago, won't it? I bet their experience is quite different to today. So now, listen, I know that you guys are obviously keen to let people get in contact so that if they want to come along, they can. But how do we go about finding out about Freedom Youth if you're listening and you want to join? First of all, what age range have you got to be to come and join?
I think we're starting at 13 now and all the way up to 25.
Right.
So... yeah, that age range. There's an email contact, which is lgbtq@otrbristol.org.uk. So you can contact Ellie or Hannah through that.
Brilliant. Cool. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do, because you know what it's like when you listen to the radio. People don't always remember those. We'll make sure that we stick them up on the notes that go with the podcast when it goes up on the website. So if you're listening and you weren't, I'm sure if you Google it, you'll find it as well. I know you lot, you're all on Facebook as well. Everyone's on Facebook. So, but we'll make sure we put the email link on there too so that they can get in contact with you. So listen, it's been lovely to catch up with you guys. I can't believe that it's all like new faces since the last time I was in with you. But best of luck with everything that you're up to in the future, and hopefully we'll come and catch up with you and perhaps make some more jingles with you at some point.
Definitely. So,
and not eat pizza with the bass. Is not that good though. No.
It was good.
Yeah, no, the bass was good. It just wasn't a proper pizza bass, is all I was saying. I didn't say it was bad.
I tell you what, we'll make the jingles, you make the pizza.
That sounds good. Yeah.
Stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. We'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out podcast.
Shut up and dance.
No.
Yeah, Nat.
No. I've been exercising too much. I'm worn out.
Shouldn't do that, Jackie. We did that last time I played this song. So. It's by a group called Walk the Moon. A lovely catch up for the news, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
Bless them.
Yeah, I think we've got some potential, you know, future radio stars there.
Well, you never know, bless them. I mean, given how nervous they were, they were brilliant.
They were extremely good. You know, I felt like walking out the studio and telling them to stay instead of me.
So, anyway, right, let's get some news headlines.
This is Shoutout News on Thursday, the 20th of August.
Pride in Cardiff took place at the weekend, all under its new name of Pride Cymru, which could well have been a pun on the name of the Welsh National Party, Plaid Cymru. BBC Wales gave the march and festival much prominence in its reporting, saying that it's estimated over 1,000 people took part in the parade through the city centre on its way to Cooper's Field in Bute Park. The event this year marks 30 years since the first LGBT Pride rally in Wales. Among those interviewed by the BBC included friend of Shoutout, Andy Hole, who said, "The good thing about this event is that it brings people together, not just from Cardiff, but from all over."
Julian Clary waxes lyrical in the latest edition of Gay Times magazine, which is available now across the Shoutout region. Clary is unimpressed by the rise of Grindr and similar dating apps, which he says are killing the art of romance. He also says how sad he is that so many gay venues, including London's legendary drag review The Black Cap in Camden, have closed down recently. Also featured is Exeter MP Ben Bradshaw on whether the UK is ready to elect an openly gay Prime Minister.
The Community Channel has increased its output focusing on LGBT lives. On Monday night, the documentary series The Secret Life of Women looked at the experience of Christina, an American trans woman, as she came out to friends and family and went through confirmation surgery. Other shows on the station's schedule include Global Gay, a series looking at LGBT lives across the world. This Saturday coming, the station will broadcast 3 hours of gay, lesbian, bisexual and trans-themed documentaries with an international flavour between 9pm and midnight. Visit our website for a link to their webpage on what's on.
almost half of young people in the UK would not define themselves as 100% straight, says Pink News. In a YouGov poll out this week, over 1,500 people were asked to rank themselves on the old 1940s Kinsey scale, which runs from 0, exclusively heterosexual, to 6, exclusively homosexual. Among 18 to 24-year-olds, only 46% chose to define themselves as exclusively heterosexual. The figures saying that they were exclusively gay were static at around 6%, but well over 40% classified themselves as somewhere between the two on the bisexual spectrum. YouGov concluded that there has been a revolution in attitudes and that young people were more likely to have a fluid conception of sexuality, in keeping with what science has been saying for decades.
On Tuesday this week, two males described as being in their late 20s or early 30s with dark hair committed a homophobic attack. The incident happened in Old Market in Bristol near the junction of West Street and Midland Road. One person was injured. The police and Bristol Hate Crime Services have been informed. We would like to remind listeners that in an emergency you should call 999 and non-urgent calls should be directed to 101. Bristol Hate Crime Services can also be contacted free on 0800 171 2272. This service is provided by SARI in collaboration with the Brandon Trust, Bristol Mind and LGBT Bristol.
Campaigners for Chelsea Manning, the trans woman who blew the whistle on alleged war crimes committed in the Middle East, say that more than 100,000 people have signed petitions urging the US authorities not to put Manning in solitary confinement for minor infractions of the prison regime, such as having an issue of Vanity Fair magazine. As a result of the campaign, the US prison system has acquiesced and not put Chelsea in solitary. The Guardian newspaper adds that Manning is serving a 35-year sentence for leaking classified US Army documents to the internet site WikiLeaks. Her supporters say she has done a service to democracy around the world. Her detractors say that she has endangered US service personnel and the public.
Now, we know we keep returning to the subject, but we're just weeks away from the new series of Doctor Who, popular with so many LGBT people. Digital Spy website caught up with Peter Capaldi, who revealed that the new series would feature a return of the two-part drama with a classic Who cliffhanger, and the popular adversary the Zygons would be back in the show. He also remarked that he would like his hair to be longer on the programme, and that he might give the third Doctor, John Pertwee, a run for his money in having the most bouffant hairdo of all the Doctors. Doctor Who returns to BBC One on Saturday, the September the 17th.
For these news stories and more, check out the website at shoutoutradio.org.uk.
For Shoutout News, this has been Niall Addicott
and Terry Starr.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Hi, this is Lucy Spraggan and you're listening to Shoutout Radio.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shoutout Podcast.
How deep is your love? That's Calvin Harris and Disciples.
That's a really nice one.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's in the charts at the moment, that one. Quite high up, I think, from memory. So I'm just looking at the iTunes one, so I'm not sure if it's actually number one, but it's up there. It depends which chart you look at, you know what it's like.
Yeah, there's too many of them now.
I know, yeah. So anyway, you're listening to Shout Out on BCFM 93.2, and we get it right this time. Yeah. Glastonbury FM 107.1, Bradley Stoke Radio 103.4, Bass Radio, and our lovely friends at Pirate Nation Radio. Hello to all of you listening all over the place. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Yeah, sorry about the weather.
Yeah, well, I'm always a bit reluctant to mention the weather because I know that a lot of people listen on podcasts. And it's raining now, but they could be like listening on a podcast and thinking, well, actually, it's quite sunny. What are we talking about? Anyway, last week, you may remember, Cheryl Morgan sent us a report from Trans Pride. So, have you been to Trans Pride?
I haven't, no.
You haven't? Oh, you ought to get down there.
I know.
Her reports always make it sound like it's really, really good fun.
I know. I seem to end up sort of stuck in Bristol all the time lately.
Giving up
on travelling.
Have to make a special trip or something. But anyway, no, she was down there last week, and she managed to speak to my counterpart on Out in Brighton, which is Brighton's LGBT radio show. A lovely lady by the name of Kathy Caton, who we have spoken to on here. And they had a chat about all things LGBT community radio. And Kathy also had some good news.
I found Kathy Caton from the Out in Brighton radio show. Kathy has had something very nice happen to her fairly recently. Listeners probably know that BCFM has been nominated this year for the National Diversity Awards, and Ujima Radio has also got a nomination. But there's another radio thing on the LGBT role models is my friend Kathy. Congratulations.
Thank you very much indeed. It's slightly alarming to be thought of as being a positive role model. I have to say, I always thought I was much more of kind of a terrible warning rather than a good example. But it's amazing, very exciting, and very humbling to have been nominated and then to have been shortlisted as well is extraordinary. And I'm embarrassed to be in the amazing company that I am on this the shortlist for positive role model.
Well, clearly, lots of people love what you do, so you know, it's don't knock it. It's and you're out there representing LGBT radio, of course, which is also a good thing. So, are you going to be going up to Liverpool for the award ceremony?
I think I am, and to my absolute shame, it's the first time that I've been to Liverpool. So, quite excited about going and exploring and checking out some of the city's queer heritage and spaces. It looks like there's loads of amazing stuff going on. So, as always, have my recording kit with me, and you know, it might be a bit of a road trip as well, and going investigating queer heritage in Liverpool, and then probably drinking too much wine as well, but you know,
sadly I do. Just, you know, it has been Trans Pride this weekend after all. Now, one of the things of course that strikes me about this is that here we have these National Diversity Awards, and we've got three shortlisted items from essentially community radio, which I think shows that us radio people are doing something good.
Absolutely. And I think that, actually, I think one of the things with community radio is that we haven't necessarily been on the front foot shouting about what we do and how absolutely amazing and vital and important it is. And I think especially when on, I'm thinking locally, so in terms of Brighton broadcasting, there is no other, with the exception of the mighty Claire Parker's Time for Tea, there is no other dedicated LGBTQ radio programming at all on any of the other stations. And this is in the city with the highest proportion of same-sex households in the country. And I think that that's rubbish. And I think that community radio can really do, in such depth and with wit and intelligence, cover all sorts of issues, things that are going on, highlight what people are up to in a way that commercial radio is not interested in doing because they can't see any money in advertising for it. The BBC, in terms of its local radio stuff, has, apart from Manchester, has abandoned any kind of specialist LGBTQ programming, which I find very sad. And certainly in terms of kind of national broadcasters, unless it's a really massive story, we don't necessarily get the coverage out there. And community radio just has, you know, we've got the people who've got the passion and the interest and who are really connected with their communities as well. We can get stuff on air that no one else can or will, and I just think we need to be shouting about that. And I'm really pleased that community radio, that's so often been seen as the poor cousin, has been recognised in the National Diversity Awards.
I mean, let's face it, who would be covering Trans Pride if we weren't? And while we're on that point, actually, I should say hi to my good friends at Ujima, because, I mean, I don't know if I'm unique, but I suspect that I might be. I don't know of anywhere else in the country where a trans woman is fronting a general women's interest programme. I think Ujima definitely deserve to be up there, and you know, this is going out on BCFM, so of course it does. So where do you think community radio can go from here?
I think, sadly, a lot depends on funding. The lack of it is a really big issue. So many stations, community radio stations, have folded over the last 12 months because they just can't make it go. They can't make it work. So, for example, with Radio Reverb, we're one of the largest volunteer-run organisations in Brighton. We have no paid staff. There's no full-time studio manager. You know, things are run really on goodwill and passion and interest, and because we want to hear ourselves and see ourselves reflected in programming. I think the world could be our oyster, actually. I think there are so many strengths to community radio, as long as we can all keep the lights on, and that's really difficult. And Ofcom do give out grants, but the competition for them is so fierce that the slices that the pie has to be chopped into are so tiny that I think, you know, funding is our really big challenge, and unfortunately that often compromises what's on air. We all live in perilous times.
We certainly do, but, you know, very best of luck with getting money to keep your station running. I know that our station managers have exactly the same problems in Bristol, so we'll all keep our fingers crossed and let's go forth and make wonderful radio together.
Fantastic. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you for your time.
My name's Twister Brio, and you're listening to Shout Out Radio.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Don't be so hard on yourself. That's Jess Glynn. Another chart one there.
Yeah, that's a good message for anyone.
It is.
Isn't
it?
I do, yeah,
yeah,
that's a good message. Good song.
Look after yourself. Yeah. Be kind to yourself.
Yeah, think good. Of your good point.
Have a nice bubble bath. Have a glass of wine.
Bar of chocolate.
And can we just say congratulations to Kathy for getting nominated for the Diversity Awards.
Yeah.
And best of luck. Thanks for talking to Cheryl about that.
Oh, big really, congratulations. Yes. And what course, can I say? She enjoys her wine too.
Yeah, just you to pick up on that. So, because of course you may remember we asked you if you would nominate a shout out in it. Well, shout out didn't get in, but the whole station has.
Yes, so, BCFM.
The whole of BCFM is.
Which is one of our stations.
That's good. That
which is one of ours, yes. So.
In fact, the first station we broadcast on.
Yeah, it was interesting listening to Kathy talking about it there, because, of course, I don't know how many listeners realise that Shout Out's a team of, 18 of us.
Put
on this show now.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
An awful lot of people. Yeah, I think me and Mary sat down and worked it out once. Put the 1 hour show on that we do takes something like 6 man days.
And everyone does little bits, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
It all comes together.
It all comes together.
And, you know,
and none of us paid, and it's all done for fun because we love it.
It's a team effort.
Because of course, I mean, people hear my voice the most because I'm on every single week. But, you know, there's loads of us.
Yes, there is. And we rotate and do different things. We're like
minions.
We're like minions, yeah.
You're
Andy's
minions.
Yeah. Andy's the evil radio overlord. Sorry.
I'm not saying a thing. I just put my jumper on.
It's best jumper. Wonderful. Bright yellow.
It's awesome.
But I mean, of course, Terry, Shout Out was originally your idea.
It was.
And now, of course, we got two shows. We got Shout Out and Shout Out After Dark.
Yeah, we're on five stations.
And,
five stations
we're on. And we podcast.
On iTunes.
Average listening audience of 30,000, which is phenomenal. But. Where do you see things going in the future? Can you see a day when we won't have a need for something like Shout Out?
Well, that would be nice to think that in the future there'll be, you know, lots of LGBT content everywhere and on the mainstream media, and there wouldn't be such a need for, you know, minority media of any description.
Because that was the aim, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was to bring LGBT lives out into the open. But, you know, the way I see it personally is that, you know, there's room for everything. You know, I mean, Britain has, you know, in Bristol we have Ujima Radio, which is predominantly an African Caribbean station. I think that's great. I think we should also have an Asian radio station and a Chinese radio station. And, you know, Johnny Walker once said the airwaves should be completely full and you should have all sorts of music and all sorts of speech. And I think that he was very right.
I think the internet's helping a lot.
Yeah, internet radio is the way it's going to go in the future. It's given voice to so many people, particularly trans people. All the trans people I've met have said how revolutionary the internet has been in allowing.
Well, isn't one of the big trans shows? I'm sure is an internet only one. I'm sure
it could well be. I think there is Time for Tea. I think on Radio Reverb, which is a community station down in Brighton.
Is it still Radio Reverb?
I don't know. We see community radio stations do come and go. We're fortunate
Bristol. That's what Kathy was talking about, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, is Radio it gone? Reverb, is it?
Yeah.
But there was one anyway called Time for Tea, but there's also a lot of podcast content as well.
But even if things do go more mainstream, you are still going to need the sort of specialist things for the more in-depth side of things. Yeah. It's like car magazines, you know, people buy those, most people don't, they just drive a car.
True. Yes, I agree with Natalie. I think that's better. I mean,
if you're my boyfriend, you just know what colour they are.
Yeah. And Gay Times magazine has been recently marking its 30th anniversary.
Oh, wow, has it? You know, GT.
So, you know, there's still a need for gay media, in my opinion.
Well, I don't think we're going anywhere soon, are we?
No, let's hope not, anyway. Let's hope not.
Let's After Dark is coming soon, we promise.
I know.
It's a little bit delayed.
Just got to assemble the... Yes. assemble the minions. They're going to talk to us about Pride. It's going to be a Pride special, can't
so
we?
So the film review we have recorded now, Scream Queens. Ivan recorded it the other week with Jane and Mitch. Jane, obviously, who does a film festival. And we watched, what was the name of the film? I just had it on the tip of my tongue and I've completely forgotten. Match.
The one with Patrick Stewart. Yeah,
brilliant film.
Yeah,
really,
I saw that.
Really
yeah,
good film. Yeah.
I love his voice.
If you saw it, make sure you tune in and listen to the next after. It'll be really good to see what you think of the review.
Yes.
So, they were quite quite asking lots of kind of. Ivan's really good at his questioning, it has to be said. So he's very good at interviewing.
I just love his voice.
I can listen to it all day long.
Very, very mellifluous. Very mellifluous. Yes.
Indeed. Yeah. So, well, that's coming soon anyway. So, that is it for this week. I hope you enjoyed all the new stuff that's been going on. It's been quite good fun, hasn't it, today?
Yeah. So. Don't forget, if you want to listen again, that you can find all the podcasts at shoutoutradio.org.uk.
As always, we will be back next week. I have no clue what we're doing next week, actually. I forgot to have a look. But we will be back at 7, live from 7 on BCFM and several other stations. And then we repeat, as always, ending up on the podcast, which you can get from the website. Which
absolutely.
You can see. But for myself and the Shout Out team, say goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.